This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. This is an hour, and the next hour, our broadcast will focus on a number of things that hopefully will help you in your life, your mind. I call this Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of, in the first part, a new movement in America that I think will get us all in the right place. I hope it will. That's why I've invited Stephen Dynan to join us. Then later on, Uri Geller will be here from Israel to focus on his manifesto. We call it the Geller Manifesto. I didn't actually think about that before, but I kind of like that. I'm writing that down. I like that. The Geller Manifesto. Then psychic and spiritualist Mary O'Malley joins us, and our astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy sets the week up as far as the astrological beacons are concerned. As I said a moment ago, joining us now is Stephen Dynan, who is the author of a manifesto, in a manner of speaking. I suppose we can call it that. I think of manifestos that I read when I was in college, and I never really got out of them what I sense I'm getting out of what Stephen Dynan, who is an entrepreneur, a political strategist. He is the founder of the Shift Network. So let's talk about that, Mr. Dynan. I'll call you Stephen, if I may. The Shift Network, what are we shifting here?
Well, I believe on the deepest level we're shifting from one paradigm to another, that we've grown up as human species, really sort of seeing others through the lens of like something to be feared as sort of the enemy or the, you know, another culture, another religion that we're somehow at risk from. And there's genuinely been some real reasons for that historically, but I believe we're moving into this era when our whole civilization is built on our connection, on our sense of oneness, a real sense of one human family. And so it becomes a more global way of seeing the world. And we're kind of in the process of making that shift. And so, you know, as part of that, we're more identified with nations and tribes and groups than we are with the whole human species. And so part of, and when we fully make that shift as a whole, which we're doing through travel, through global trade, through the internet, then we actually start to move beyond war, move beyond that separate sense of identification, really, really being one planet.
Well, the book, by the way, is called Sacred America, Sacred World. The idea of, there will be people who listen to what you say, Mr. Dynan, and they'll think, well, this guy is a universalist. He's a one-world government guy. He's all about bringing everybody together without thinking about borders and that sort of thing. Is that fair? Is that legitimate? Or is that something that just comes from the territory without people really understanding your movement and your ideas?
You can have very healthy boundaries. I mean, you know, it's like we've got a fence around our house, and you can have very healthy boundaries that separate yourself or your property or your individual sense of identity or your nation, but you can still do so in a way that also embraces the larger whole. So it's like sometimes you can have a boundary that's set around fear and self-protection, or it's just setting a healthy limit, the way we have, you know, boundaries around our cities, boundaries around our states. We don't necessarily need to California doesn't need to arm itself against Oregon anymore, the way we might have as tribes, you know, a few hundred years ago. So there's a natural movement towards us, like essentially de-escalating the boundary between different entities and gradually becoming more and more peaceful as a race. And people can see that, look back at the last century and think that's craziness, but the natural progression, if you actually look at the stats around peacefulness as a whole, is like violence is de-escalating in the world over the last 50
Well, you see, the big problem is the news media doesn't sell well. If everything's cool, calm, and collected, nobody's going to pay attention to things that they want to stir up for their own purposes. So the thing that I'm getting here, there's a review. Sorry?
It is the bleed that leads is the old
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, the whole business about fear and fear-based thinking that you talk about and you write about, no good decision was ever made out of fear. Some people say, well, we protected ourselves and it got us to do this, that, or the other thing. Well, it has, it lives on itself. It feeds on itself. If you are afraid because somebody tells you to be afraid, is that the same as you having the experience yourself of creating in your mind something to be afraid of, a person, a place, a thing? For example, I don't like hurricanes. I notably get distressed when there's a storm, big storm like that coming. I don't mind a snowstorm. I don't mind a hailstorm. I don't like thunder and lightning, and I don't like hurricanes. And so I try to avoid them at all costs. And I think that is it because I'm afraid of them? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not categorically opposed to fear, because fear does inform us of things that we're supposed to be, you know, that we need to be aware of, that we need to take action for. It's like with a hurricane, you want to get yourself to shelter. You don't want to just ignore it. Mm-hmm. So the point of fear, though, is not to debilitate us. We don't want to be stuck in fear.
Right. That's what happens.
Yeah. We rehearse it over and over again, and then we're seeing everything through the lens of the fear lens, even though there's really not that much to be afraid of. And in fact, if we engage from a place where it's more about a sense of connection or a sense of curiosity, then we can actually make more progress. So, like, for instance, politically right now, we can just stand in a stance where we're essentially afraid of opposing political views and we're at war with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can be more curious, and that leads to better solutions. Last year, even though it was a highly politically charged season, I went to both the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. And part of that was to really explore, you know, just where the common ground was and where can we build these bridges. It's a part of a movement. It's called the Transpartisan Movement. It doesn't mean being apolitical. It means being political, but being engaged in a way that's about curiosity and respect and building bridges rather than simply building walls.
Mm-hmm. And that comes in lots of different ways. You have a lot of different theories here that are aimed at getting us unified as a nation. I don't know that it would be good, as I said, for the news media, but maybe we can overcome that. You refer to it as a sacred vision, and when people hear the word sacred or they see it with a capital S, they think of something that involves sanctity, worship, churches, synagogues, mosques. That's not what we're doing. That's not what you're writing about, and that's not really what the proposal is it?
Well, see, the thing is sacred. Sacred is anything that we hold in a kind of elevated way. So we think of, so if you're saying the mosques or the churches, we're holding that place in an elevated way. And so sacred is like we have a sense of reverence or deeper respect for. And so what I'm suggesting in my book is that when we hold our country in a sacred way, that we actually are appealing to our better nature, that we're rediscovering our principles on which we were founded. We're holding it with a sense of respect and a sense of a higher mission as well, that it's a purpose. We're not just surviving here, that we have a reason for being here, and that there's been certain codes that we've been entrusted with as a country which have to do with freedom, with human rights, with I look at like things like E Pluribus Unum, which is in many ways a very metaphysical statement.
Yes,
out
it
of
is.
Any one. So yeah. E Pluribus Unum, it puts in a code of our country that we are to lead to greater whole, to a greater oneness.
Here's where you and I might find a lot of common ground here, because I'm tired of being ill at ease, and that ill at ease is created by artificial things that people come up with to keep us separate instead of being together. Let me pick up there in a moment. It's 16 past the hour. We're having a conversation here on Your Hidden Power with Stephen Dynan, who has a powerful idea about what the reference is to a theory called transpartisanship. So let's see where that all goes. I got something for you that is very, very helpful, very necessary. I want you to think about what your health is all about and how much nature is in your food. Yes. Are you someone who likes to cook peppers, tomatoes? Do you have a lot of apples in your life? Do you have fruit and vegetables every single day? You've heard what your mother said, eat your fruits and vegetables, Well, there's so much truth to that. And I have a way for you to consume more fruit and more veggies every single day. The key to your health comes from Balance of Nature. Their fruits and veggies, they grow them themselves, provide the nutrients of 9 to 10 servings, 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables come in every single capsule, every single one. You get a 30-day supply in every bottle, and you get, with your first order, a free month supply when you use the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. You need to have this product in your life because it's so good. It balances. That's the whole idea behind Balance of Nature. It balances what your body needs by giving you more than your body. But what's better than having lots of fruits, lots of vegetables? And you don't have to eat all of these. You don't have to have an apple. You don't have to have a pear. You don't have to have a banana. You don't have to eat broccoli. You don't have to have asparagus. It's all done for you, interestingly enough, in this capsule from Balance of Nature. Think about it. 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables in every single capsule, every single day. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Boost your immune system. Why? Heaven, 700%? Woo! Think about that, the potential for your health and well-being. It's at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV for a free month supply. Also, there's a place you can check a box for the health tip of the day, and you can meet a health coach as well. Look the website over carefully. Order now the free month supply of Balance of Nature. It's a supplement. It is. Not like vitamins and minerals. Nutrients. Nutrients. Balanceofnature.com, code DJV.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
A conversation on our Your Hidden Power Hour, this part of it. Stephen Dynan is here with a theory of how we can get together, how we can have national unity. And I think that's all up to our minds. It really is. It's up to you and your mind how you see this. I want to check out the website, sacredamerica.net, book called Sacred America, Sacred World, as we continue on Your Hidden Power.
You want want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
23 and change after the hour. This is your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Stephen Dinan, well known around our country and around the world for being a visionary, and that's why I wanted him to come and explain Sacred America, Sacred World, because as one American, I'm tired, frankly, worn out on the political nastiness, nuance, and negativity. It's not necessary. It's not the way people need to live. Some people thrive on it. Guys like Steve Bannon, okay, good for him. That doesn't mean you have to or you want to. One of the things that I have over the years on my radio programs, Mr. Dinan talked about, was women in politics, women running businesses, more women in pretty much everything. Now they're here, and they're coming of age. I resist and resent the idea that it becomes a notable event when a woman does something instead of a human being doing something. Can you imagine a woman doing this? Well, I can imagine a woman doing anything because women and men are both capable. So now I'll get off my soapbox and hear what you have to say about feminine. You refer to it as feminine balance or feminine design, I think.
Yeah, well, I think that the point is that we create best as a species when the masculine and feminine are balanced. I mean, we're wired for the sperm and the egg to come together and create a family to raise a child. And in a way, that's the first most important creative act. So there's a deep complementarity of the way of our orientations, which can include, you know, some feminine in men and or the balance in the masculine in women. But there's a way in which the masculine and feminine polarity is designed for creation. And so when we're creating a nation, when we're creating a culture, we want to have a balance between those elements, which can mean more women in power, which I totally agree with, and it also can be more integration of feminine principles in the values of men and how we conduct ourselves as well. And so when we do that, we end up moving beyond some of the kind of the essentially like overly competitive, overly antagonistic culture, which our politics has largely been built on, and move into more balance. It's no accident that a lot of the more bipartisan legislation and results are sourced by women building across the aisle. You know, the women in the Senate get together for breakfasts together that are not Republican or Democratic, but they're actually but looking at just getting together as the women of the Senate, and they often can broker some of the divides that happen, because not simply because women are better, but it's more about the balance between the two.
Women are better, and there is more of a balance. Let me just back up for a second. We were talking about the early Americans and how many the sort of reference to Masonic thinking, the Masonic, the spiritual nature, if you will, or metaphysical nature of the early leaders. You look at the dollar bill and you see the symbolism that's there. How far and how deeply does that go now? It was deep then. Is it still deep now?
You know, I'm not sure I could really say how deep it goes now in terms of, like, the spiritual foundations, but it certainly was very prominent in the founding. I mean, Francis Bacon, who was prominent in the esoteric societies of Europe, said, you know, go to America, it's as the new Atlantis. And it's sort of like the concept wasn't so much to recreate something from the past, but this idea of creating a new kind of society, a template to move into, so that we could model certain freedoms that weren't possible in Europe. And so people came with that kind of idealistic utopian spirit, this sense of creating something from scratch. And a lot of those people were outcasts from their societies, mm-hmm. from one reason or other. They had belief systems that might have been very different. So George Washington was sworn in on a Masonic Bible, and then not just from the Western influence, but also from the Native American. People don't know that there was a heavy Native American influence in the design of our Constitution. And so the Iroquois Confederacy, there had representatives who were meeting with Franklin, who were sent to the Constitutional Congress, that there was this deeper root of what wanted to happen through America that was coming from the esoteric societies of Europe and also coming from the Native American design of a society that could really balance the Confederacy, balance the sort of rights of different nations with a kind of a larger whole. And there's a lot of our design came from that. So there's these kind of deeper foundations, and I would say that beyond either of those is really some spiritual foundations about designing a society that is in alignment with higher principles, that is
the higher power.
Balance of individualism with bringing in a higher power, which balances, you know, the checks and balances on power essentially ensure that the whole is being taken care of rather than just the needs of the individual, which when you have like the absolute power of a king, you end up with a lot of problems because the individual in a way is too powerful over the whole. So our society really has these sacred principles built into it. Some that go into my book, you can see it in the different mottos, you can see it in some of the symbolism, but also the deeper values of freedom, equality, and justice for all. These are deeper spiritual principles, ultimately, and I think they are the great unifiers that can bring us together.
Well, one of the things, unfortunately, we're out of time, one of the things that I want people to take away from this, the reason, the key to my wanting to have you here is your attitude on the role of forgiveness. And how forgiveness, whether it's individual, the one-on-one relationship, or whether it's a broader understanding of what the word is and what that is about, is a way to healthy future thinking and activity that I think is a part of the political process in our everyday lives. Stephen Dynan, the book is called Sacred America, Sacred World. Check it out at sacredamerica.net. This is Your Hidden Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The hour now as your hidden power continues. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Uri Geller, master motivator, mystifier, paranormalist, you name it. He's been involved in it when it comes to the mind. So, excuse me, I wanted to pursue a conversation we're having with a gentleman about a spiritual approach to making America greater, and maybe this approach, Uri, could be in your native land of Israel,
yeah,
where the two forces, the factions, are always at each other. We seem to have this business in the human condition of wanting to have an antagonist. We need to have somebody to be angry at, and
yeah,
that goes in relationship, personal relationship, friend to friend, in marriages. It
yeah,
goes in business. You know, it's everywhere. And
Doug, can I stop you?
Yeah.
I'd like to cancel your request, and I'd like to focus more on the 11th of the 11th, because today, years ago, as you know, it's the anniversary of the 9/11, the World Trade Center is going down. So what I'd like to do, instead of just being interviewed by you or asking questions, I'd like to read you quickly my Facebook post, which is a different angle, and stop me, come to me if I'm making it too long.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because the next sentence that I was about to share with you was a focus on what happened on September the 11th and how and who we forgive for what happened.
Yeah. Okay, so here is my post today, and stop me if I'm overrunning my time. This is what I'm saying on my Facebook to all my dear friends. We all know that today marks the anniversary of the tragic events of 9/11. My thoughts and prayers are with you all, of those who lost their lives as a direct or indirect result, and of course with the families of all those involved. So many lives were devastated that day, and not all of them immediately. There were nearly 3,000 people killed and over 6,000 injured, but also it is now believed that approximately 1,140 people have died since, a result of over 50,000 people are still sick due to illness caused by breathing in the toxic dust cloud that engulfed New York City. It was such a tragic event that it should never, ever be forgotten. Especially what should never be forgotten is all the incredible examples of bravery and compassion, the incredible emergency services, people who put their lives on the line to help others, many of whom didn't make it out of the towers, and everyone who did whatever they could to help. I was in New York City on September the 10th with Michael Jackson, who had a concert at Madison Square Garden that evening. I had an eerie feeling about being in New York City, and I couldn't put my finger on what it was. Michael wanted me to stay another day, but I told him of my strange feeling. Michael was actually due to be at the World Trade Center for meetings early on 9/11, but he chose not to go and instead stayed in the hotel. Many people don't know this, but as soon as he got himself and his children to safety, Michael focused on his fans and sent his tour bus repeatedly into Manhattan for 2 days to be used to taxi anyone who needed transport out of the city. He footed the bill for dozens of fans to stay in New Jersey until they could get flights home. This never made the press at the time because he didn't want it to. When his spokesman suggested the press to be notified of what Michael had done to help, he declined, replying that the firefighters, paramedics, and other emergency services people who put their lives at risk should be the ones being spoken about in the press, not him. You can read all this, by the way, Doug, in the New York Post article at the bottom of my post. So to end our little conversation, the important conversation, Doug, please join me today, all of you, at 11:11 your time, to pray for all the people who were killed or injured on 9/11, 2001, and to pray that we're moving towards a more peaceful world where events like this can only be experienced by reading history books. In our prayers, of course, we will also be all praying for the people who have been affected by the Hurricane Irma and also the earthquake in Mexico. I want to hear your comments, please, and please, please share this post. So this is what I have on my Facebook today. I just put it on 10 minutes ago.
Facebook.com/ Uri Geller, URIGELLER. The sentiments are warm. They are reasonable. There are still a lot of unhealed wounds as a result of it. But at some point in time, back to what I was saying before, we have to figure out how to forgive. Is it superhuman? Can we? There will be generations of Muslims who will come along that will never know anything about this. They won't. You know, some will and some won't. Like some Americans understand certain parts of American history and other parts they don't know anything about. But I think in order for us to move ahead, the question comes on how do you forgive? And then there's the other part of it. You certainly, in relationships, sometimes people say, I forgive you, but I will never forget yes. what you did. And there's, you know, there's probably the bigger role here for humanity is to forgive and move on. Can we do that in the face of all of the anger that is created in a military-industrial society?
That's so well said, Doug. Really, very powerful. And let's all pray and hope that there is a better life for all of us and for our children and children's children, etc. And I'm going to send you now a video, Doug, that you've got to put up on your website to show you how little we are in the universe. And it'll amaze all your listeners once they check up your website.
All right. You're going to send it to me, and I'll post it at facebook.com/DJV
right now.
Yeah. All right.
Talk to
Murray, thank you for your
week.
Thoughts.
Love to all.
Lots of love. We need to be spreading that around, that's for sure. Lots of love. Thank you. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com, and the ancillary things that you'll find. I think there's profundity in what he is saying. Some of the same things Martin Luther King said, other great leaders. I came with him in my mind. We look back over the history of our country, Abraham Lincoln. You look at some of the people who have created optimism where there seemed to be no hope. That's part of what this is about, I think. Optimism, and that comes from forgiveness. There's a cultural boil on our society at the moment. And that actually is one of the aims of me putting together this podcast and this radio broadcast, Your Hidden Power, which, by the way, speaking of the podcast, if you would like to get a download of this every week, you go to blogtalkradio.com/Your Hidden Power. Get the podcast from iTunes and wherever there are podcasts. Search for Your Hidden Power, all one word. It's blogtalkradio.com/Your Hidden Power, or in any of the other places where you download automatically. You can sign up for this to be automatically downloaded. All one word. That's Your Hidden Power, all one word, at blogtalkradio.com. In a moment, the psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, joins us here on Your Hidden Power.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
On many college campuses today, activists insist on safe zones where nobody hears ideas that might offend them. Administrators control speech and publish handbooks advising faculty and students what they can and cannot say. They ought to look through the lens of liberty first and understand that freedom of speech is one of our first rights under the Constitution. If everyone agreed on every issue and nobody ever said anything offensive, we wouldn't need the First Amendment. We need it to protect speech with which we may not agree and to protect our right to express our opinions, whether they're popular or not. When you're only exposed to one side of an issue, you're being brainwashed, not educated. That is counter to the very purpose of our universities and should offend everyone.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
45 past the hour. Now let's spend some time, quality time, with our resident psychic. She is the Psychic Scout. That's where her website will tell you, psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley presence here is helpful every week. You've been listening to our theme today, which is about trying to get to the bottom line, Mary, of how to get together, how to be together. Not we have to agree on everything, but I wonder how often when you have people come to you for solutions to problems, they come for a reading or they call you or whatever it is, you get into the morale of the person. Well, yeah, the morale question. There's a moral question that we are faced in our personal relationships, and in a global sense, we have the moral, the same sort of personification. And when it comes to morale and morals, I think they go together. When you have people who come to you, want you to help figure out problems, oftentimes they blame others for their problems, do they not?
Yeah, a lot of the times, it really comes down to a sense of power, of being in power. Mm-hmm. I'm going to win, you know, no matter what. If they just did it my way, that, you know, why don't they just see and do it my way, that kind of thing. It's always about our power over other people, and spirit is always, hey, they have their journey. If it doesn't fit with yours, you can step back. You know, you can send them love. You can send them support for their journey, but you can't change them. The only thing you have control over is how you react to something. And I think that's kind of the theme today, is how we choose to react to something. Are we going to hold on to it and stay in warrior mode the whole time? Or can we start letting that go and allow some peace inside of us?
See, I think the idea behind the phrase, your hidden power, what I was looking for was to have people use what we have as gifts in a different way. That's what I'm trying to project here in these conversations. I'm an advocate for taking a small step, a small action that's on the good side of the equation when you're having a tough time. And it is so easy to sort of focus on somebody else's problems, or it's her fault, or it's his fault, or it's their fault, it's the Jews' fault, it's the Arabs' fault, it's the, you know, the Republicans' fault. What the hell difference does it make whose fault it is? What are you going to do to fix the problem? Because we can't keep fighting. There's too many people on the planet. We need to be finding solutions, and that's really kind of what I wanted to do, to have people use that part of their brain. We all have examples of people who have used their brain differently. Steve Jobs is a good example of, you know, being able to use his brain differently to solve a certain kind of a problem. And I think when you dig into, you have the ability to get people to dig into their core and have them figure out for themselves. That's all. You're really doing nothing. And I don't mean... When people have a reading with you, you're getting people to understand themselves and what their power is, right?
Exactly. And a lot of times what I'm doing is acknowledging something inside of them that they already know, but they don't know if they can trust that that's, you know, the right thing for them.
It's all about trust, because there are things that happen to all of us as we grow up that shake our trust quotient. It really does. It happens. We don't trust an institution. We don't trust another person. We don't trust men. We don't trust women. We don't trust our government. It goes on and on and on. At some point, it has to stop.
And a lot of that is learning how to trust your higher source, whatever that is for you. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's God or Buddha or Jesus or, you know, there is some connection, something that we're all connected to that's bigger than us that can really help us through this.
Your higher source. I love that. Trust your higher source. If you'd like a reading with Mary O'Malley, go to Psychic Scout. Say it again, Doug. PsychicScout.com, all one word, PsychicScout.com, and you get a $25 discount if you use the code GOODDAY. It is 10 minutes before the hour.
In Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Past the hour, I want to remind you, I get more questions about My Pillow than anything else as far as advertisers are concerned. So quickly, the My Pillow deal is you get two premium pillows and two travel pillows, come in handy all the time, 50% off the four-pack price. The exclusive deal is at MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV. All right, get four pillows, pay for two. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. You all know about MyPillow, so help yourself to that deal. Maria Francesca Trilogy is here. She's the official, I guess you could say official. I declared that you're official, so if I declare you're official, you're the official astrologer. After all, who else could declare you the official astrologer of your hidden power other than me, in fact? So the author of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, Maria, some thoughts on, somebody just sent me a quick note. Oftentimes as I'm doing this, I'm getting Twitter messages back and forth or some kind of email. Somebody said, you have all of these therapists and experts on. How do people find those folks? I think that's great. When it comes to being an astrologer, what's the clearinghouse? How do people find you and others like you who are sensitive and specialists? Did you ever, you have connections and all the social media, but really, how do people find you?
Well, good morning, Doug. How are you today?
I'm all right. Answer my question. Never mind asking me how I am.
Yeah, that's all
fine.
Right. The answer to the question is, for me, I have to say, in the early days of doing this work, I was someone that was teaching classes at the different adult schools.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of opened the door to some of the work. And then I was doing readings for a website called Daily Ohm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was helpful. But the biggest part of how I have, progressed as an astrologer has definitely been referral. I have to say that.
Yeah. All right. Ask somebody you know. I think the answer to the question, madam, is ask somebody you know. You'll find somebody. More and more people are using this sort of specialty service for coaching therapy than going to a PhD therapist or going to an office. It doesn't work. So that's why people are reaching out, going to people like Maria and Mary O'Malley, folks who have a specific expertise. I think that's a fair. And you can look up,
it is very good. That was a very good explanation of what's going on.
All right. Let's get to the impact, the astrological impact of natural disasters, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the fires, the earthquakes, all of these things. Does the planet have a chart? And if it does, could you tell by looking at it these sort of things are going to take place?
We can. To a certain extent, there is something called astrogeography. And if you were to create a chart, which I actually did for the days of Irma before Irma arrived in her fullness, there was the solar eclipse and then, that major following of that of Mercury going direct. There were several indicators that there was something that was going to come that would bring a certain amount of natural movement in as far as the weather is concerned. Now, we don't use, we don't use astrology for that, but if you went through the different Mercury going direct, conjunct the solar eclipse, the position square to Miami, then we had Venus in Leo squaring San Juan, Puerto Rico. They got the rain there. There's so many different parts of what is happening with the planets. The planets are affecting us. We need to realize how their effect is supporting or indicating these natural disasters. The planet is heating up. I mean, it is true that this is what is going on. And even us moving away from, not to go into politics, but moving away from the Paris Agreement was made when powerful astrological events were happening. Mm-hmm. So there are many indicators, but how much of that are we paying attention to?
Paying attention.
In reality.
You got to pay attention. That's what the bottom line is. Not be so focused on yourself. Go to Maria Francesca Trilogy, TRILIEGI.com to get a little info for you. It's 59 past the hour. Your hidden power.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.